Welcome to Vitaly Tenant Network Marketing NWM podcast. Basically, just wanted to start out and welcome everybody to the podcast. And, you know, when it comes to this podcast, it's not always, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, it's something that I update when I come around to it. And there's a great quote that goes around, which goes like this: those who can do and those who can't teach. So I'm a man of action. So everything that I do on a daily basis is something to either better myself, my business, and my teams in no particular order. But I just enjoy sharing value and supporting others. And of course, this is the main reason for this podcast. And a lot of people are seeing and looking for freedom. And, you know, whether it's financial freedom, time freedom, or, you know, health freedom and things like that. And what we have to understand is that freedom is not free. That's the reality. Even though people believe it's something that's required and everything, but the reality is that freedom comes with consequences and responsibility, and that is something that we all have to understand. And as you move up in certain levels in life and in network marketing, there are new challenges that come around, and it's something that you have to learn. And when it comes to network marketing, every rank advancement, every time you get new people joining your team, there are more obstacles to overcome. So freedom is one of these things that people are looking to attain. But at the same time, we all have to understand that freedom comes with consequences and responsibility. And that's why creating a great habit, cultivating great habits, cultivating great behavior, things that actually attract the things that you want instead of, you know, repel those things that we want. So the idea is to understand that everybody that's seeking and looking at this hype when it comes to network marketing, it's living past that. It's understanding that, you know, some of the people who succeed in network marketing, we have people who join network marketing and they hit some big ranks in 1 or 2 months, in 6 months, in a year. And people who have been with that company are looking at those individuals and they're thinking to themselves, well, how did they do it? How did they accumulate this type of income so fast? And the reality is a lot of individuals, a huge percentage of them, over 90%, have been in network marketing companies before, have had a network marketing experience, and so they know what to expect. You know, they've done research. It's called research for a reason. It's already been searched. And so when you see individuals, one of the companies who, for example, one of the top distributors who I spoke with, he hit the highest rank in like 3 to 4 months, like the highest rank in the company. And people came up to him and they crowded around him because, you know, when people join a network marketing and when they hit a particular rank, they kind of become like these mini celebrities who people are attracted to and they want to learn from them. And so when people came up to this individual, we were all in the VIP area and in like an after party of this conference for this network marketing company. And so when people approached this leader, they said, how did you do it in 3 to 4 months time? And he said, well, look, you know, before that, I was in network marketing for 17 years. So in reality, when I joined this company, it did not take me, 3 to 4 months to hit the top rank. It actually took me 17 years and 3 and 4 months to hit this top rank. So that is something that people have to understand, is that even though network marketing may seem simple and easy, there is a lot of work that people aren't seeing, you know? And when people are looking at Instagram and they're looking at other people's lives and it looks good, they get discouraged, and then they get all depressed for no reason, but they don't understand that some of these other individuals, they have worked extremely hard to be where they are. You know, it takes sometimes many years to get to a particular rank, to a particular income. And when we hear the word passive income and residual income, that is something that is not easy to obtain. If you think about it, imagine income that comes to you while you sleep. So, in order and even Warren Buffett, you know, one of the wealthiest men in the world, who, when it comes to Warren Buffett, we have to understand that he still lives in the same house that he purchased. You know, his first house that he purchased for, I think it was like $39,000. He still lives in the same house, okay? And when it comes to Warren Buffett, he became a billionaire at the age of 50. But if you were to visit him in Omaha, Nebraska, his hometown, you know, he would go to Wendy's, the drive-through, and yet he's a multi-billionaire. At one point at Forbes list, he was the number one or the wealthiest person in the world. So we have to understand where that character and that comes from, that actually says, hey, you know, this is what is necessary for people to succeed, and then cultivate around a lifestyle around that. So even though Warren Buffett lives in a house that he first purchased, and he owns stock in he's the number one investor in network marketing companies when it comes to the stock market. But he also is a huge investor in like Coca-Cola, the Next Jets, and so on. So he is a billionaire, but we have to understand where that character came from, right? And it came from being specifically focused on creating that type of lifestyle. So when it comes to passive income that I just mentioned, imagine. Oh, and so where I was going with Warren Buffett, and again, when I do these podcasts, you know, there are no notes really. I just kind of freestyle, just go off of what's on my mind, what I've experienced as I've been building this business. And so back to Warren Buffett, you know, when he says things like, he says that you can't, the quote that's coming to my mind, I'm trying to think of it as I'm on the spot here, in the spotlight of this podcast. But he says, if you can't make a living while you sleep, then you can't enjoy life. Okay? And that is the definition of passive income. I mean, making money while you necessarily don't sleep, but while you just enjoy your life and the income that continually comes in. But in order to attain this type of income, we have to understand what it really takes. You know, it doesn't just, you don't just join a network marketing company, sign up 2 to 3 people and say, all right, I'm off to do what I want to do, unless you're okay with making maybe a couple hundred dollars a month. But we're talking about a livable income, a lifestyle that you don't need a vacation from, that, you know, you're not working for a living. You know, we're talking about a lifestyle where you're working to live a life, you know, not to work for a living. There's a big difference. You want to have money to actually live your life, and that's what you want to ultimately do, is do things so you can live your life, not work for a living, you know. And that's a huge turning point once you understand that. And you can start network marketing part-time, and then you can feel how that works out as you're building your network marketing company. And then once that comes around, you can actually say, hey, you know, if I can make $500 a month doing this thing, why not amp it up to $1,000 a month, you know, and then go up to $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, and more. And that is where it and that is where it gets interesting. Then you'll really understand the power of passive income, because a lot of people who come in, they hit it really big, they get a big check for a couple months, and then that passive income actually dwindles and gets smaller and smaller. And when it comes to network marketing, you always have to be in phase one. Always, you have to be recruiting, looking for prospects, and doing things that got you to that point of making that income. And it's like that yo-yo analogy, you know, the thing that's on the string that you hold down and it kind of spins and spins, right? And when it comes to a yo-yo, you have it on the string, you throw it down with your hand, with an extended arm, and you actually see the yo-yo spinning and spinning and spinning. But at some point, it's going to start losing that traction, and it's going to go idle, and then you won't be able to raise it up, and then you would have to pick it up with your hands and recoil it back up so you can pick it up and spin it again. So the idea when it comes to being a network marketing professional and doing this business professionally, you get to the point, to the level where you know once you throw that yo-yo down and spinning, but then you kind of feel it. You have this sixth sense where you feel it to the point where it says, okay, it's time to recoil it up without it dying out, you know, from spinning. So you kind of jerk it back up, and it's right in your hand. You didn't have to recoil it, pick it back up, and then you just drop it down again. And that is kind of like a really good analogy that I enjoy when it comes to network marketing. You sponsor somebody, you kind of train them, they're kind of good to go. Whenever you need to, you can pick them back up, send them a message, give them a call just to see how things are going with your independent rep that's doing the business, and then get another yo-yo, you know, and just start doing that. And once you have quite a few leaders, they are doing that. But then at the same time, you know, we all enjoy individuals who are self-inspired, people who are self-motivated. And you know, those two terms are slightly different. When you hear motivation, like people go to a YouTube channel and they watch some motivational video of some guys doing some push-ups, or maybe some interludes of some Spartans from 300, or some Matrix, or whatever the newer movies are now, some Lord of the Rings or Terminator. They just see some of the action scenes with some motivational quotes and lines, and they get excited and super motivated, and they're ready to attack their day. That's an important thing, you know. It's really good to do something like that, but we also have to understand that motivation actually fades, and there has to be a higher level that is actually achieved above motivation. And that higher level that is actually achieved above motivation is inspiration. Inspiration is something that's not necessarily is inspiration is more something that's more eternal. You know, if you're inspired to do something, that is something you're gonna do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens. You know, it doesn't matter if you lose your car. It doesn't matter if you lose your house. It doesn't matter if you lose your spouse, your girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, you are inspired by a greater goal within you. You are so inspired to achieve whatever that you want to achieve that you have in your inner world. And we have to understand that our inner world creates our outer world. And as we live every single day, we see that, you know, we see our inner world being expanded into the outer world. And so that's where inspiration comes in. You look at something like that, and you think to yourself, okay, it doesn't matter, you know, okay, if I lose my job, but then I was working for a living anyway. I need to create a life where I live, you know. instead of working for a living. And so that is the inspiration that everybody should achieve. And you can listen to this podcast. There are so many motivational speakers, but they're called motivational speakers, right? They get you fired up. You can go to, I mean, I know a lot of people, and I've known a lot of people who are like convention, or they're motivational junkies. You know, they would go to an event, whether it's Tony Robbins or whoever, all wonderful individuals who inspire so many people. But a lot of people don't get the fact that they need to be inspired rather than just motivated. Motivation is great. It needs to be there. But a lot of people don't see the higher level of inspiration, you know? So they go to all these events. They're called the seminar junkies. They get their fill. They go for a weekend to some retreat. They jump around, hype each other up. And then on Monday, those individuals are back at work, not enjoying the life that they want. They got that hype. They feel good. They got that short gratification. And then they're looking for that next event to go up and do that. But if you're inspired to create a living, you know, create a living that you don't need a vacation from, then you can attend those events and pick up the higher level knowledge, okay? That will not only motivate you, but also inspire you. So if your network marketing company has events, I know right now there are a lot of online conferences and Zooms. Attend those from the comfort of your home. That's the most personable way to go about it. And then once we are able to travel and go to all these events, then you definitely have to go to those events, learn from the leaders, and not only become motivated, but become inspired. Take away the nuggets that you learn and then apply. Because as I've started this podcast in the beginning, you know, there are a lot of people who are making six figures and up in the network marketing industry who are just, they're just doing this thing. They're living their life. They don't necessarily have to have podcasts. They don't necessarily have to have you know, posting on Instagram, on Facebook every single day. These guys have cultivated, well, these men and women have cultivated relationships. And they understand, as I've mentioned this podcast from the beginning, you know, they understand that says, hey, those who can do, and those who can't teach, okay? And so that is why it's very important for individuals to understand that even though we're all seeking that freedom that we're all seeking comes with consequences and responsibilities. It is so easy to create a huge income and do something like a lot of people. They may see a shiny penny somewhere and they may go into a different company and lose their team's trust. You know, that happens quite often in the companies, in network marketing companies, or you may invest into something and that investment may just go through and you cannot get your money back. I know some people, you know, and I've been in some of these categories as well, you know, where I've lost everything in just a blink of an eye. And then it takes a long time. If you're flying high, you're gonna fall a lot harder, you know? But there's experience that comes along with it. And so it's good to pass on that knowledge. And so just get in with a great network marketing company. You know, surround yourself with other individuals, but you have to do your due diligence and see, you know, who the top leaders are, what they add to the culture, what the CEO and the corporate structure is like, what the compensation plan is like. Because think about it, once you're sharing this opportunity with individuals, people have trust in you, you know, in what you have to say. People buy people, you know? And also, people need to know not what you're just selling, they need to know why you're selling it. So figure out why you're in this opportunity. Figure out why you're actually sharing this opportunity with other individuals. Because it's so easy to go out and burn money and lose it, and then it's not as easy to rebuild it back up. And that's where you have to see and look at people's character as well as you're doing this opportunity. So when it comes to me, I've been network marketing. I joined in 2008, and I went part-time, and then I went all in or full-time in December of 2011, might as well say 2012. But I specifically remember the date when I joined, because in 2008, when I joined it, it was like, okay, it's something that it appealed to me. So I just wanted to kind of give it a try. I didn't go all in till December of 2011. And that is because I really went and I dove in and actually saw what this industry can do and the type of freedom it can provide. And again, with freedom, there are consequences, and it comes with responsibilities. So as you take on this role, you have to understand that people are watching you. People are seeing what you're doing. And as you do this business longer, it's like a snowball effect. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's rolling down a mountain, so to say. And it's cultivating more looks, more vision to what you're doing, and people wanting you to succeed. If you're doing very well, people are like, okay, this person is doing good. I'm going to join them. But let's say you get into a bad investment, or let's say you jump a different company. That could be a stone where your snowball is rolling down a hill, and it hits that tree or that stone or that rock, and it smithers into pieces, And then you have to kind of start all over and do that. So everything you do has consequences, And as my friend used to say, and still does, new levels, new devils. Okay, so as you're cultivating your good intentions, your good character, your good habits, you have that good inspiration, that good motivation. You have that good vibes all around, and you want people to succeed around you. And if you're and when you're sharing that it just shines through what you do. And I'm not and you have to be and you have to be a servant leader. You have to be a servant as you're doing it, but you don't have to be slavish about it. Don't go about it like a in a slavish type manner. Be a servant, but also know your role. You have to, you can't have people walk around you in this business, because the fact of the matter is you're offered them an opportunity, and it's there. They should be thankful. Whoever you just talked to, they should be thankful because you told them about this opportunity, knowing why you do this, knowing what your intentions are. And if all those things are in place and they're all good and they all come from a good place, from that good character in network marketing, you're going to succeed. There's no way around it. You're just going to succeed. It might not be in 3 to 4 months, but it can be in a shorter period than it can be in a shorter period of years. It doesn't have to take 10 years. It doesn't have to take 7 years. It can take a lot shorter than that. And if you've kind of done your due diligence and you kind of said, okay, this is it. And once you find a company, you have to understand that perfection, just like success, is a moving target. Every company you join has some sort of problems. You're not going to find a perfect company. And so when somebody says, oh, this company is perfect, you don't have to do anything, you just share it like the movie analogy. No, I mean, first of all, there's no movie analogy. If you go out, like a lot of network marketers use the term, oh, it's like going to the movies. You watch your favorite movie and then you tell your friends about it. Well, you don't know if they're going to see the movie, and you're not going to follow up necessarily and say, hey, Did you see that movie, or how was it, or whatever? I mean, we're actually selling a physical product where it requires work, you know? Or if you're selling a service, it requires work. It requires follow-up. It requires presenting. It requires collecting a decision. So when we're doing this business, it's like the person who you offer this opportunity to, they have to understand that you've done your due diligence. You know, you've put your hard-earned money into this opportunity. You've also put your character, your reputation on the line to promote your business opportunity. And once you get that person in and you show them, you know, the what you do your first 72 hours with that individual is pretty important. You kind of say, hey, make sure you look at the training manual, make sure you look at the products, look at the services, read some of the testimonials. And then at the same time, you introduce them to what is known to you a best opportunity that you've chosen to create your life presently and future with. And if all goes well, that can be passed on to your kids, their kids, and it becomes a heritable business. Okay. So once you understand that and the opportunity that you shared with those individuals, I mean, if they need something, if they are self-inspired and self-motivated, there's no reason for you to always spoon-feed them. It's you know, you're not there to wipe their nose or whatever. You know, we're all adults here. We're all mature individuals. I mean, we're all business owners the second we join a network marketing company. So it's good to have that support, and you want to always be there for support and be a servant. But at the same time, if you get somebody that's asking you to do things, I mean, I've had people, when I joined network marketing, I've had people ask me to pay their bills. You know, I had people ask me to sponsor people under them. I've had people ask me all sorts of crazy things. And when I look at something like that, I say, look, you know, I've worked so hard to get to where I am, to achieve the income that I have. And if I were to just give you something like that, that would take away not only my hard work, but it would take away all the experience that you could have gotten, you know, just from getting your bills paid by somebody else, you know, or just sponsoring somebody. I mean, that right there will not create a good network marketer. That right there will create some infant, you know, that will always need some catering. That, you know, a person like that is not a good network marketer. So once you get people like that, you can coach them. You don't want to say, hey, no, like, you don't want to tell them to go screw themselves. But as you talk to more and more people, you'll actually understand what needs to be done, and you'll be a great sorter. So you can sort people. And that is very important because all network marketer professionals can sort extremely well. So you have to know how to sort all the people that come into the business, you know, and then you figure out the best strategy on how to talk to them. And that only comes through experience. You know, if people, they just get planted in some downlines, or if they get stuff given to them, that does not create good leadership. It does not create great individuals who are able to pass on great network marketing knowledge. And that actually deteriorates a lot of people once those people are found out. And, you know, and it actually hinders the company itself. And so everything is done in a great network marketing company respectfully. And that is why it's important for you when you are actually in a company that you understand what it takes to build your network marketing business. Because as you come in, it all starts from you and from what you cultivate. And that is extremely important. And if you're joining another company, you have to look at the culture, look at the leadership, look at the corporate team, and look at the CEO and what surrounds it. And just understand that not every company is perfect. All companies have problems. You just have to ultimately pick what company you want problems with. Just like life, it has its hurdles. Every single day, something can come about. But the fact of the matter is, from every hindrance that we may receive, we get stronger from that. You wouldn't get these issues coming your way, for example, if God didn't know you could, you could defeat them, that you could achieve them. So if you're getting all these things coming your way right now, it's coming to you in a manner knowing that you can overcome them. And so, with that being said, just make sure when you're doing this business, when it comes to network marketing, you just have to understand that with freedom, there are consequences and responsibilities. And leaders, they don't necessarily create, more followers or whatever. And it's not really creating leaders. It's kind of nudging people. It's kind of like infusing people. It's kind of like vitalizing people so they can be leaders. And leaders kind of create more leaders. They don't really create followers. I mean, followers always come, and you have to learn how to follow before you can lead. So definitely take a look at what your leaders are doing, and then figure out your own style. And network marketing is that great way to achieve passive income. But when people use the term passive income, residual income, understand the work that is required to achieve something like this. So, with that being said, see you at the next podcast episode and have an amazing day.
You know, man.